Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how he's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning, Mark. In every group, right? There's always... Gentlemen, as of late, we've been studying pretty extensively throughout the Bible our journey on character transformation. We've looked at the common thread in the tapestry throughout the Old Testament. Right? We've looked at it through the Gospels and the narratives on Jesus' life. And as of late, we're now journeying into Paul and some of his writings and how he has recognized this common thread in the tapestry, right, of the biblical narrative. First and foremost, by seeing it fully revealed in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And so for our listening audience, we're going to share with you a little review of what we've been studying here as of late regarding Paul's writings. And so if I could get someone to read from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, I'd certainly appreciate it.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Thank you, Ivan.
You're welcome.
All right. Now, that's kind of where we left off, looking at Paul's writing in Romans. We prefaced that earlier in the week with Paul's writing in Colossians chapter 3. Can someone share with our listening audience, out of the Colossians pericope, what were the three puts that Paul shared with us?
Put on, put away.
Put to death, put away, put on. Okay. Can we expound a little bit on that for the well-being of our listening audience? What was Paul talking about on putting to death, put away, and put on? As far as the practical application for us, things that we can practice that contribute to our transformation of character.
Putting it up, my selfishness, my fleshly desires, you know, putting away all disobedience towards God. Anything that hinders me from following Him. And then and putting on the new nature, a new self.
The belt of love, huh?
Yeah. Compassion and love towards others, willing other people above myself, you know?
Before we went on the air, we talked a little bit about this, but let's go ahead and throw it out here now. I mean, does it work very well if we put on a belt of love, but we haven't put to death our anger?
No.
Why? I mean, have you personally experienced that?
Because if you're angry, you're just going to convey that more than you will love, because you don't have the love in you, you know? You gotta love yourself, not be angry at yourself about things. And in order to give it, you gotta have it, right?
Well, it's very difficult to give something away that you don't have. Mm-hmm. Jeff, I love you, bro, but I'm sorry, I cannot give you $100 because I do not have it. I can't give something I don't have. Right? I can't give away something I do not have.
Right? I have to die daily, put to death all my old habits. Because heaven knows most of them were of the world, fleshly. It was all about me and everything. I didn't know how to love a person. I definitely knew how to hate a person, dislike, and that. So it's, you know, it's being spirit-filled for me, I guess. You know the right from the wrong at this point in the journey, you know, and when I put the old way to death, I can have love for another, I can have compassion for another, I can actually feel when they're hurting, you know, and I want to help today. Help another person see what I'm getting from God, you know, and pass that on to them so they can carry it on to another person, which is real important for me, because just going to church doesn't do that. It's something I have to do daily. Learn to relive my life, you know, be more Christ-like, become truly human, as you would say. And that's a process, and it's going to be one for the rest of my life. But I have to always remember what I was, where I come from, and what I want to be, a new creation. Well, that's how I look at it.
Good, good. Anybody else?
We talked about Jesus being the true high priest and how he sacrificed the deceitful heart, you know, when he was sacrificed. Misplaced desires and disordered love, that's a big thing. I think you can't really have a heart for God until you put the old heart to death. It'd be hard to love others and love yourself and love God and want his will in your life, or want to have his purpose come to fruition, if you still have the anger, resentment, misplaced desires. If your desires are in this world and of things or people over God, it's impossible, I think.
Yeah, misplaced desires and disordered love. Kind of the definition of the deceitful heart. And disordered love and misplaced desires tend to stem from our selfish nature. And that's kind of what needs to be put to death, right? The serving of self. It's interesting, I want to move on. Well, that's a nice segue right there. But I think we need to be intentional, because thus far I don't want our listening audience to get too confused, because I know, like Jeff was talking about, I need to, and Mark was talking about, I need to, and nowhere is Paul writing in Colossians or in Romans that this is something we do on our own. And so how do we overcome, how do we put to death, put away, put on, how do we overcome the misplaced desires and the disordered love? Well, I think in Romans 12, it gives us a pretty good indication. If we're going to become, like you were saying, similar to Jesus as a priest, we need to do some sacrificing, right? But do you think Paul is really saying that this is something we do on our own?
Praise God.
Okay, this is you were saying being filled with the Spirit. So there's a recognition, right? A realization that this is not something we can do on our own.
Amen.
Well, then how do we do it?
Praise God.
Okay. Well,
faith, prayer.
This is, well, we said earlier this week that if we fail to worship, that equals a failure in learning, a failure to think, right? And what we mean by that is if we fail to make proper sacrifice, if we fail to focus on God and God's grace, we will fail in thinking like Jesus. And if we're not focusing on God and thinking like Jesus, we will fail in our behavior. Right? But somehow or another, if we just think that we have the capacity and the power to modify our behavior, well, then who needs Jesus? Who needs God? Or if we say, well, I need Jesus because he sets the example or the model on how I modify my behavior, then our connotations of sin is just nothing more than how we manage right and wrong. Right? Do we really think that's what Paul's talking about?
No.
No, not at all. No, no. So the practical application of putting to death, putting away, and putting on that we find out in Colossians gets fulfilled when Paul writes in Romans 12. In that first segment, you know, that this is your reasonable, acceptable form of
worship.
Yeah. That somehow or another, you know, sacrifice. Now, this is not taking your body and throwing it up on some altar and slitting your own throat. No, this is your entire being. Right, needs to be offered up. Well, who offers up sacrifices?
Priests.
And Paul, the author of Hebrews over in that letter, talked about Jesus being our high priest. So if we're going to be offering our entire beings as a sacrifice to God, that makes us kind of like priests, which means we kind of look like Jesus. Right? The ability, to be empowered to do that, Paul recognizes, must come from God. Because what else does a priest do except for offer it to a God? And Paul starts by the priestly act, and priestly acts are always engaged in worship. And he says that this gets translated as worship is this Greek word latiria we talked about, right? Which, do you remember how I define latiria? Worship is not something we do on a Sunday morning. Well, it's not limited to what we do on a Sunday morning or a Sunday evening or a Wednesday evening or whenever else you have a quote-unquote church service.
Daily.
Yeah, for Paul, latiria is we render unto God our service daily. Our sacrifices we are giving to God. That's like any sacrifice. If we're a priest, then we are giving to God, right, our service. 24/7, 365. Right? And so as part of a worship, we need to be focused on that. Now, Ivan, you were sharing before we went on the air how, as of late, this idea of worship on focusing on God led you to start thinking differently. Because we would say, well, if we fail to focus on God, if we fail to worship, we will fail to think properly. Which means if we're not focused on God and we're focused on ourselves, we're just going to think about ourselves. And here in Lanaway County Mission, I mean, our Life Change Addictions Program, it pretty much that's what landed us here, right? We were thinking about self because we were focused on self. So, you want to share a little bit of that? Do you mind?
It's just, me being hurt and, you know, in my past and being rejected and trying to get the help I needed. So I just turned myself over to God because God's been there for me all this time. He loved me so much. He showed me faith, compassion, mercy. He put people in my life that won't reject me and all that. So now I just want to be a new person and help those that are suffering from being rejected by other people, and help those that are suffering and show them faith and compassion. And I'm just putting my old self to death and just living for Jesus and just letting know what Jesus done for me.
Yes, very good. Thank you. I appreciate you sharing that. It epitomizes what Paul is writing in that Romans, right? The first part is about us being priestly as far as worshiping God 24/7, 365. That we are focused, we are God-centered, we are theocentric. That leads to a renewal, a transformation, a renewal of our minds. That leads to we start thinking differently. In our former life, as if we were addicts, you know, we focused on self. We tended to think about self. Right? We start thinking about God, we're going to think less about it. If we start worshiping God, we're going to think less about ourselves, and we'll find ourselves start thinking and seeing and feeling much of what God sees and feels about God's project, of which we are immersed in. Therefore, kind of what you were saying, Jeff, we may start being touched in such a way that we want to help those who are in the ditch or on the side of the road.
Our suffering stuff.
Yeah. Ultimately, when we start practicing the putting to death, the putting away, the putting on, when we start practicing our focusing on God, when we start practicing the transformation of our thinking, right? When we do that over and over, we start developing new habits. And these habits, when they are lived out over a period of time, become the new nature, the second nature. It becomes more natural for us rather than to respond with anger and hatred, to actually start responding with a willing the good of my enemy. That's a radical transformation, right? And all of a sudden, now we're practicing the new habits of the heart, not the deceitful heart, where now our desires are properly placed. Now our love is properly ordered. And we are truly human with new habits of the heart that has developed into a new character that no matter how you cut it, it looks like Brighton Rock. For our listening audience, that's a candy. And that's really what our objective is here, right? That we start practicing these types of virtues of faith, hope, and love over our lifetime, right? That really transforms our character. Right? Closing thoughts, comments, questions.
Just stay focused on God and that everything will happen. Good. You carry that message to others, you're going to change people. When it works, we're all living proof of that here. The changes that can happen if we're willing to submit, you know.
Good.
It's always a blessed thing.
Yeah, that we looked at earlier in the week. I mean, Jesus learned obedience. And that means that we're going to have similar testings, trials, tribulations, to even temptations that are giving us opportunities on what to focus on and how to think. Right? So we're going to have to learn those things that leads to a life of obedience. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019. Until next week, may God's grace and peace be yours.